Hare Krishna, I welcome everybody to Bhakti Sangha Jepa conference call. We are doing Krishna Katha Mela. Today we are very fortunate to have Her Grace Sukumari Sundari Mataji to enlighten us on the topic of deliverance of Shishupal. And we are very fortunate to have her on the call back on Bhakti Sangha. She is famously called as right hand of Kirtida Mataji. I request Preeti Vilasni Mataji to give a brief introduction. Hare Krishna, Preeti Mataji, please take over.
Thank you so much, Vinita Mataji. It's my great honor and pleasure to be introducing Her Grace Sukumari Sundari Mataji to all of you. Sukumari Sundari Mataji introduced to Krishna consciousness in Houston through a Damodar Home program in 2012. Soon in January 2013, she started going to the temple and she used to help in the kitchen for the Sunday feast. In March of 2013, she joined our Sangha and she was serving on an everyday basis till 2017. So that was 2013 through 2017, each and every day. In Bhakti Sangha, Mataji served along with Her Grace Kirtida Sundari Mataji as the main coordinator for the morning sessions. So she was involved doing introductions, coordinating the calls, giving speaker verses, and following up with the devotees. If needed, she would even serve as a backup speaker from time to time. So Mataji, her Prabhu, and her son stayed in Houston, and they also served Sri Sri Radha Neel Madhav, doing various services, like kitchen services, and also she was engaged in doing Radha Neel Madhav's hair. She is now in Pune, India. In February 2021, she and her Prabhu got initiated by His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj. She was famously known as as Snigdha before her initiation. Everyone knew Snigdha very, very well because she was the sweet voice of our conference call. They are now associated with Radha Kunja Bihari Temple in Pune camp. And Mataji has a lot of purity and potency when she speaks. And you all will be a witness to it today. And we are very fortunate to have her on the call today. And she will be talking about the deliverance of Shishupal. Thank you so much, Mataji. I'm so excited to have you back on the call. And I still remember your old classes. They have a lot of purity in them. So I'm looking forward to today's session. And definitely going to be purifying because it's the deliverance of Shishupal. Which was one of the most purifying sections of Krishna Leela. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Preeti Vilasini Mataji, for introducing me like that. I have no qualities like this, but yeah, coming back on the call after long, long time. So thank you very much for giving all your association. And please bless me so that I can speak something which is useful for everyone. Thank you very much. I will start with the Mangalacharan prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Janashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutane Swayam Rupam Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Vevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Krishna Putale, Prabhupada Tipriya Shri Giriraja Swamine, Suvakre Shastra Vidnaya, Dilisadan Shaline, Radharas Vihari Vyam Bhakti Bhashat Madaine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishna Putale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamine Tinamine, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ಟುಡೇ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಹಿಯರ್ ದ ಡೆಲಿವರೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಶಿಶುಪಾಲ್. ಸೊ ಅಗೇನ್ ಒನ್ ಮೋರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಥಾ. ಸೊ ಆಸ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಯು ಆಲ್ ಆರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಸೊ ವಂಡರ್ಫುಲ್ ಜಾಬ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಡೇ, ಯು ಕಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಂಘ ಕಾನ್ಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ and his devotees. So thanks for the opportunity to be with all of you today. So we'll start. So the deliverance of Shishupal happened when Yudhishthir Maharaj had Rajasuya Yajna. So setting is like that. Yudhishthir Maharaj has called all the esteemed devotees and all the esteemed guests for the Rajasuya Yajna. So that is this set. So now it says, King Yudhishthir became very happy after hearing the details of the Jarasandha episode, and he spoke as follows. So after that, when everyone is gathered over there, he started glorifying Lord Krishna like this. All the exalted spiritual masters of the three worlds together with the inhabitants and rulers of the various planets carry on their heads your command, which is rarely obtained, that you, the lotus-eyed Supreme Lord, accept the orders of wretched fools who presume themselves rulers in a great pretense on your part, O all-pervading one. But of course, the power of the absolute truth, the super soul, the primeval Lord, one without a second, is neither increased nor diminished by his activities any more than the sun's power is by its movement. O conquerable Madhava, even your devotees make no distinction of I and mine, you and yours, for this is the perverted mentality of animals. Having said this, King Yudhishthir waited until the proper time for the sacrifice was at hand. Then with Lord Krishna's permission, he selected suitable priests, feast all expert authorities on the Vedas to execute the sacrifice. So Yudhishthir Maharaj arranged to perform the Rajasuya Yajna, and he invited all the qualified Brahmanas and sages to take part and appointed them to different positions as priests in charge of the sacrificial arena. He invited the most expert Brahmanas and sages whose names are as follows: Krishna Dvaipayan, Vyasadev, Bharadwaj, Samantu, Gautam, Asita, Vashishta, Chavana, Kanva, Maitreya, Kavasha, Trita, Vishwamitra, Vamadeva, Sumati, Jaimini, Kratu, Paila, Parashara, Garga, Vaishampayan, Atharva, Kashyapa, Dhaumya, Parshuram, Shukracharya, Asuri, Vithuhotra, Madhuchanda, Virasena, and Akruta Varna. Besides all these Brahmanas and sages, he invited such respectable old men as Dronacharya, Bhishma, Krupacharya, Duryodhan, Dhritarashtra, and all his family like Duryodhan, and also the great devotee Vidura. Kings from different parts of the world, along with their ministers and secretaries, were also invited to see the great sacrifice performed by King Yudhishthir. And the citizens comprising leaders, learned Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, well-to-do Vaishyas, and faithful Shudras all visited the ceremony. So we can just imagine how huge it was, like how the arrangement is, how all the peoples are there, all the exalted peoples from all over the world are there right now gathered in that Sabha. So the Brahmins and sages in charge of the sacrificial ceremony constructed the sacrificial arena as usual with a plow of gold. So, and then initiated King Yudhishthir as the performer of the great sacrifice in accordance with Vedic ritual. So long years ago, Varuna also had performed similar kind of sacrifice, and then all the sacrificial utensils had been used were of gold. Similarly, in the Rajasuya Yajna of King Yudhishthir, all the utensils required for the sacrifice were gold. So he had arranged everything. So present by the invitation of the king to participate in the great sacrifice were all the exalted demigods, including Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and Lord Indra, the King of Heaven, accompanied by their associates, as well as the predominating deities of the higher planetary systems, including Gandharva Loka, Siddha Loka, Janaka Loka, Tapa Loka, Naga Loka, Yaksha Loka, Rakshasa Loka, Pakshi Loka, and Chandra Loka, as well as all famous kings and their queens, all the respectable sages, kings and demigods who are assembled there agreed unanimously that King Yudhishthir was quite competent to take the responsibility of performing the Rajasuya Yajna. No one was in disagreement on this fact. Everyone thoroughly knew the position of the King Yudhishthir because he was a great devotee of Lord Krishna. No accomplishment was extraordinary for him. The learned Brahmanas and priests saw to it that the sacrifice by Maharaj Yudhishthir was performed in exactly the same way as it had been in bygone ages by the demigod Varun. So this is it. After that, according to the, because this was a huge ceremony, so it has not completed in one day. So according to the Vedic system, whenever there is an arrangement for sacrifice, the members participating are offered the juice of Soma plant, which is a kind of life-giving beverages. On day of for extracting the Soma juice, King Yudhishthir very respectfully received the special priest who had been engaged to detect any mistakes in the formalities of the sacrificial procedure. The idea is that the Vedic mantras must be initiated perfectly and chanted with the proper assent. If the priests who are engaged in this business commit any mistake, the checker or referee priest immediately corrects the procedure, and thus the ritualistic performances are perfectly executed. Unless perfectly executed, a sacrifice cannot yield the desired result. In this age of Kali, there is no much learned Brahmanas or priest available, so therefore all sacrifices are forbidden. The only sacrifice recommended in the Shastras is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the setting of the sacrificial thing. Now the next important thing was, everything is set now. So the next important thing was the Agra Puja. So now everyone is thinking, who should be offered the Agra Puja? So there were lots of discussion about this. So let's see what happened next. Another important procedure is that the most exalted personality in the assembly of such a sacrificial ceremony is first offered worship. After all arrangements were made for Yudhishthir's sacrifice, the next consideration was who should be worshipped first in the ceremony. This particular ceremony is called Agra Puja. Agra means first and the Puja means worship. This Agra Puja is similar to the election of a president. In the sacrificial assembly, all the members were very exalted. Some proposed to elect one person as the perfect candidate for accepting Agra Puja, and others proposed someone else. So the people in the assembly were in the dilemma whom to choose. And then there were lots of discussion then whom should be chosen for the Agra Puja. So then among the assembly, then Sahadev said, Sahadev is one of the Pandavas. He said, certainly it is Achyuta, the supreme personality of Godhead and the chief of all the Yadavas, who deserve the highest position in truth. He himself comprises all the demigods worshipped in sacrifice, along with such aspects of the worship as the sacred place, the time, and the paraphernalia. This entire universe is founded upon him, as are the great sacrificial performances with their sacred fires, oblations, and mantras. Sankhya and Yoga both aim towards him. The one without a second, O assembly members, that unborn Lord, relying solely on himself, creates, maintains, and destroys this cosmos. By his personal energies, and thus the existence of this universe depends alone on him alone. So Sahadev started glorifying Lord Krishna like this. And in a way, he was also telling everyone like how we can choose Lord Krishna. He was convincing everyone that Lord Krishna is the best choice. No one else is there to be, no one else can be go for the Agra Puja. So now he is glorifying like this. And then he said, as an individual soul in the basic principle of the growth of his material body, Krishna is the super soul of this cosmic manifestation. All Vedic rituals, ceremonies, such as the performances of sacrifices, the offering of oblations into the fire, the chanting of the Vedic hymns, and the practice of mystic yoga are meant for realizing Krishna. Whether one follows the path of frivolity activities or the path of philosophical speculations, the ultimate destination is Krishna. All bona fide methods of self-realization are meant for understanding Krishna. Ladies and gentlemen, it is superfluous to speak about Krishna because every one of you exalted personalities knows the Supreme Brahman, Lord Krishna, for whom there are no material differences between body and soul, between energy and the energetic, or between one part of the body and another. Since everyone is part and parcel of Krishna, there is no qualitative difference between Krishna and all living entities. Everything is an emanation of Krishna's energy, material and spiritual. Krishna's energies are like the heat and light of fire. There is no difference between the qualities of heat and light and the fire itself. Also, Krishna can do anything he likes with any part of his body. We can execute a particular action with the help of a particular part of our body, but he can do anything and everything with any part of his body. And because his transcendental body is full of knowledge and bliss in eternity, he doesn't undergo the six kinds of material changes as we go: birth, existence, growth, production, dwindling, and vanishing. Unforced by any external energy, he is the supreme cause of creation, maintenance, and dissolution of everything that be. By the grace of Krishna, only everyone is engaged in the practice of religion. The development of economic conditions, the satisfaction of the senses, and ultimately the achievement of liberation from material bondage. So Sahadev is still glorifying Krishna and convincing everyone that Krishna is the fish. We should all unanimously agree to worship Krishna here. And then he says, if anyone is charitably disposed, it will be very good for him to give charity only to Krishna, who is the super soul of everyone. Regardless of his particular body or individual personality, Krishna is present at this super soul in every living being. And if we can satisfy him, then every living being will automatically be satisfied. So Sahadev was fortunate to know all the glories of Krishna. And after describing them in brief, he stopped speaking. After this speech, all the members present in the great sacrificial assembly applauded and confirming his word continuously by saying, "Everyone, everything you have said is completely perfect. Everything you have said is completely perfect." And everyone was so happy and agreed to him. So after that, King Yudhishthir, after hearing the confirmation from all the respected guests, especially by the Brahmanas and learned sages, worshipped Lord Krishna according to the regulative principles of the Vedic injunctions. So first of all, Yudhishthir Maharaj, along with his brothers, wives, children, with all his relatives and ministers, washed the lotus feet of the Krishna, and then he sprinkled water on himself and all the other members of his family. And then he had presented him yellow silk garment, pitambara, presented heaps of jewelry and ornaments before him for his use. King Yudhishthir felt such ecstasy by honoring Krishna, his only lovable object, that tears glided down from his eyes. And although he wanted to see Lord Krishna, he could not see. He could not see him very well. When Lord Krishna was thus worshipped by King Yudhishthir, all the members present in the assembly stood up with folded hands and began to chant, "Jai, Jai, Nama, Nama," all joined together to offer their respectful obeisances to Krishna. And there were showers of flowers from the sky. So everyone rejoiced for that. But there was someone in the assembly who was not at all satisfied with this decision. So he stood up and he was Shishupal. In that meeting, King Shishupal was also present. He was an avowed enemy of Krishna for many reasons. So especially what happened that Rukmini's brother Rukmi, he had decided to give Rukmini in marriage to Shishupal, and then Rukmini wanted to marry Lord Krishna. So Lord Krishna had done Rukmini Haran, and then they got married. So Shishupal had he was not in favor for Lord Krishna for many of the reasons. So this is one of the reasons that he did not like it at all. So the small introduction about Shishupal, who was this Shishupal and what is his eternal position? Actually, in the Mahabharata, Shishupal was Lord Krishna's cousin, maternal brother. And as Lord Krishna and Pandavas were related, so as Shishupal was also his brother, he was king of Chedi. So when Shishupal was born, he had three eyes and four arms. As soon as he took birth, and his father's name was I will get it later, I suppose. Yeah.
Ramagosha, maybe?
Huh? Sorry, Mataji.
Ramagosha.
Damagosh. Thank you, Mataji. So when Shishupal was born, he had three eyes and four arms. As soon as he took birth, he screamed and brayed like an ass. An invisible voice from the heavens said that he would grow up powerful and fearless, but that one day he would be killed by a great hero. When Shishupal's mother had asked the voice who that hero would be, the voice replied that the child's extra arms and third eye would disappear when he was placed upon the lap of that person who would one day kill him. This came to pass when young Shishupal was placed upon Krishna's lap. So his extra arms and then his eye disappeared. So it had given indication that Lord Krishna is going to kill him in future. So his mother was horrified, and she said that when she realized that Krishna would kill her son, Shishupal's mother had begged, "Please grant me a boon, O Krishna. Pardon my son for the offenses he may commit against you. I desire his welfare and long life." Krishna replied, "O blessed lady, even when Shishupal deserves to be killed, I will forgive him. Indeed, I shall tolerate 100 offenses from him." So Krishna had given this boon to his mother. Now we'll come back to the story. So pastime, this is Rajasuya Yajna, and in the Sabha, Shishupal had stood up, and then he started saying ill words to Krishna. So Shishupal, when everyone offered respect to Krishna by standing up, Shishupal remained in his seat. But as he became angrier at Krishna's being honored, he stood up suddenly, raised his hand, and spoke very strongly and fearlessly against Lord Krishna in such a way that Lord Krishna could hear him distinctly. And he started saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, I can appreciate now the statement of the Vedas that after all, time is the predominating factor. In spite of all endeavors to the contrary, the time element executes its own plan without opposition. For example, one may try his best to live, but when the time for death comes, no one can check it. I see here that although many stalwart personalities are present in this assembly, the influence of time is so strong that they have been misled by the statement of a boy who has foolishly spoken about Krishna." He is referring Sahadev here, because Sahadev was younger in the Pandavas. So many learned sages and elder persons present, but still they have accepted the statement of foolish boy. This means that by the influence of the time, even the intelligent of such honored persons as those present in this meeting can be misdirected. So he started going on and on, and he said that we cannot even ascertain which caste this Krishna belongs to or what his actual occupational duty is. Actually, Krishna does not belong to any caste, nor does he have to perform any occupational duty. It is stated in the Vedas that the Supreme Lord has nothing to do as his prescribed duty. So whatever has to be done on his behalf is executed by his different energies. Actually, he was talking against Krishna. He was thinking that he is talking against Krishna, but it is true in a way that he is Supreme Lord. He does not belong to any caste. He has no material bondage, nothing. So he does not belong to this category. He is glorifying in that way, but yeah, his intention is to, sorry about it. So his intention is to blaspheme Lord Krishna. So Shishupal continued, Krishna does not belong to a high family. He is so independent that no one knows his principle of religious life. Indeed, it appears that he is outside the jurisdiction of all religion principles. He always acts independently, not caring for the Vedic injunctions and regulative principles. Therefore, he is devoid of all good qualities. Shishupal indirectly praised Krishna by saying that he is not within the jurisdiction of Vedic injunctions. This is true because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That he has no good qualities, guna hina, means that Krishna has no material qualities, and because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he acts independently, not caring for conventions in social or religious principles. Shishupal still continued. Shishupal went crazy. He is blaspheming Krishna like anything. He has so much to say here. So Shishupal went crazy because of Krishna's being elected the Supreme First Worship person in that meeting, and he spoke so irresponsibly that it appeared he had lost all his good fortune. Being overcast with misfortune, Shishupal continued to insult Krishna, and Lord Krishna patiently heard him without protest. Just as a lion does not care when a flock of jackals howl, Lord Krishna remained silent and unprovoked. Krishna did not reply to even a single accusation made by Shishupal, but all the members present in the meeting, except for a few who agreed with Shishupal, were very much agitated, because it is the duty of any respectable person not to tolerate blasphemy against God or his devotee. Some of them who thought that they could not properly take action against Shishupal left the assembly in the protest, covering their ears with their hands in order not to hear further accusations. Thus, they left the meeting condemning the action of the Shishupal. It is the Vedic injunction that whenever there is blasphemy of the Supreme Lord of the God, one must immediately leave. If we do not do so, he becomes bereft of his pious activities and is degraded to a lower condition of life. All the kings present belonging to the Kuru dynasty, Matsya dynasty, Kaikai dynasty, and Shrinjaya dynasty were very angry and immediately took up their swords and shields to kill Shishupal, who was so foolish that he was not even slightly agitated. Although all the kings present were ready to kill him, Shishupal did not care to think of the pros and cons of his foolish talking. And instead of stopping, when he saw that all the kings were ready to kill him, he stood to fight with them and took up his sword and shield. When Lord Krishna saw that they were going to fight in the arena of auspicious Rajasuya Yajna, he personally pacified them out of his causeless mercy. He himself decided to kill Shishupal. When Shishupal was abusing the kings who were about to attack him, Lord Krishna took up his Sudarshan Chakra, as sharp as the blade of a razor, and immediately separated Shishupal's head from his body. Hari Bol. When Shishupal was thus killed, a great roar and howl went up from the crowd. Taking advantage of this, that disturbance, the few kings who were supporters of Shishupal quickly left the assembly out of the fear of their lives. Then the fortunate Shishupal spirit soul immediately merged into the body of Lord Krishna in the presence of all. exactly as a burning meteor falls to the surface of the globe. The merging of Shishupal's soul into the transcendental body of Krishna reminds us the story of Jay and Vijay, who fell to the material world from the Vaikuntha planets upon being cursed by the four Kumaras. So Shishupal was the Jay, and so this was his third birth. So first was Hiranyakashyap and Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashyap. Second was Ravan and Kumbhakarna. And this was the third birth, which was Shishupal and Dantavakra. So for there, now Shishupal has emerged, his soul has emerged with the Lord. So for their return to the Vaikuntha world, it was arranged that both Jay and Vijay for three consecutive births would act as deadly enemies of the Lord, and that at the end of their lives, they would return to the Vaikuntha world and serve the Lord as his associates. So how merciful Lord is, even if someone thinks him his enemy or someone is devotee of him, he just take what is good in that person. So Lord is really merciful. Although Shishupal acted as the enemy of Lord Krishna, he was not for a single moment out of Krishna consciousness. So this is written by Prabhupada. He was always absorbed in the thought of Krishna, and thus he first got the salvation of Sayujya Mukti, merging into the existence of the Supreme, and was finally reinstated in his original position of personal service. The Bhagavad Gita corroborates the fact that one who is absorbed in the thought of Supreme Lord at the time of death immediately enters the kingdom of the God after quitting his material body. So as my Guru Maharaj has written a book, Life's Final Exam, so there also he has insisted that at the time of death, it is very important that we should remember Lord Krishna. So if we practice for our whole life, then there is a very much possibility that when we see Mrityu in front of us, then we will be chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and we can remember Lord Krishna in his pastimes. So after the salvation of Shishupal, King Yudhishthira rewarded all the members present in the sacrificial assembly. He generously remunerated the priest and learned sages for their engagement in the execution of the sacrifice, and after performing all the routine work, he took his bath. This bath at the end of the sacrifice is also technical. It is called the Avabhrut bath. Lord Krishna thus enabled the performance of the Rajasuya Yajna arranged by King Yudhishthira to be successfully completed. And being requested by his cousins and relatives, he remained in Hastinapur for a few more months. Although King Yudhishthira and his brother were unwilling to have Lord Krishna leave Hastinapur, Krishna arranged to take permission from the king to return to Dwarka, and thus he returned home along with his queens and ministers. Now here Prabhupada says, the killing of Shishupal has a direct link with that narration of Jay and Vijay, but the most important instruction we get from this incident is that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being absolute, can give salvation to everyone, whether one acts as his enemy or as his friend. It is therefore a misconception that the Lord acts with someone in relation of friend and with someone else in the relation of enemy. His being an enemy or friend is always on the absolute platform. There is no material distinction. After King Yudhishthira took his bath at the conclusion of the sacrifice and stood in the midst of all the learned sages and brahmanas, he seemed exactly like the king of heaven. This looked very beautiful. King Yudhishthira generously rewarded all the demigods who participated in the yajna, and being greatly satisfied, all of them left, praising the king's activities and glorifying Lord Krishna. When Shukadeva Goswami narrated these incidents of Krishna killing Shishupal and described a successful execution of the Rajasuya Yajna by Maharaj Yudhishthira, he also pointed out that after the successful termination of the yajna, only one person was unhappy. We all can guess, he was Duryodhan. Duryodhan by nature was very envious because of his sinful life, and he appeared in the dynasty of the Kurus like a chronic disease personified to destroy the whole family. Shukadeva Goswami assured Maharaj Parikshit that the pastime of the Lord Krishna, the killing of Shishupal and Jarasandha, and the releasing of the imprisoned kings are all transcendental vibration, and that anyone who hears these narrations from an authorized person will immediately be free from all the reactions of the sinful activities of his life. So I would stop here. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much for allowing me to speak today. So I would request all of you, now we can take question and answers if there is anything. Thank you so much, Priti Vilasini Mataji, for this opportunity. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Kitida Mataji, and thank you so much, all of you. I'm really happy to be back on the call today, and I can have all of your nice darshan and association. So please bless me so that I can come more often. At least I can join for the chanting. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Sukumari Sundari Mataji. Hare Krishna. I'm so happy to hear from you. Definitely very, very meditative. And you always cover each and every part the Prabhupada says. You have seen that. You're very, very particular about it. And you do it. You did an amazing job. It's so nice to hear from you. Very beautiful. I was also thinking about what you would say before. You know, your only desire would be, Mataji, please pray that. Chant, Mataji. I want to chant nicely. So that would be the desire, all about chanting. And I was just observing that throughout the class, you repeated the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra over and over and over with so much love. So thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you for being such an inspiration to all of us. Hare Krishna.
You are inspiration, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Kumari Sundari Mataji.
Mataji, please switch on your video. I want to see you.
Okay, you want to see me?
Yes, yes, Mataji.
Can you see me now?
Hare Krishna, Mataji, please accept my Dandavat Pranam. So nice to see you, Mataji.
Thank you. And, yes, as Maharaj already told you, right, that your name is Sundari. So you are Sundari. As soon as Maharaj gave you the name, I said, wow, such an apt name, right? Beautiful class, Mataji. Beautiful, beautiful session. And it's tough to understand, you know, especially when Maharaj Yudhishthir was being explained by Narad Muni that... And Yudhishthira Maharaj was asking that how come such a person can be delivered and can be, you know, merged into the Supreme Lord? Because everybody saw Shishupal going. So there's a huge conversation, right? This is tough to understand, but you handle it so nicely, Mataji. Very, very beautiful class. And really, I think so. I'm the one who miss you a lot.
I miss you too, Mataji.
Back whenever possible, and at least if not, then give some association from India. We love to hear from you. We love to have your, you know, some word of wisdoms. We want to hear from you. Definitely, your Gurudev's mercy is with you. So,
yes, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji, for your kind words. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Kumari Sundari Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What I felt in your narration was your love for your Guru Maharaj. For some reason that's what I felt when you were speaking. And very, very sweet, sweet way, the way you explained everything, as Priti Vilasini said, quoting Srila Prabhupada. Was thinking about the lessons we learned from there. When somebody's blaspheming, we need to leave the situation. Even if you think in a material sense, right? You don't want to be a party to the crime. So either you have to do something about it or don't be there, right? So, sweet class. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you.
And I also hope you continue to join us. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, sure, Mataji. Please bless me. Thank you so much. And I'm so happy to have all of your darshan. So thank you so much, Mataji, for joining. And for your kind words and encouragement.
Hare Bol Sundari.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Where is your camera? Please switch on your camera, Mataji.
You are the Sundari and this is going to be the Bandari god sister of yours.
No, Mataji, please, Hari Bol. So nice to hear you. Please, Mataji, switch on your camera. Hari Bol,
yeah,
Mataji.
Please
accept my Dandavat Pranam.
So nice to see you.
So happy
to hear you also. The past time you selected, it was... It has a lot of insights and lessons for me also personally. I just had one question, you know, like when you were mentioning that whatever Krishna does is absolute when he says he's a friend or an enemy. Are you please able to elaborate on that? Like, what does it mean when he says he's absolute?
So Mataji, as Prabhupada has explained in this chapter, he said that Shishupal had only Krishna in his mind. So he was just meditating on him because he did not like him. So that is the way. And then devotee, that sense, he is Krishna conscious, because at the time of his death also, he was remembering Krishna and he got deliverance by Krishna. And then at the same time, devotee also, but yeah, Anukul and Pratikul is always there. But here Prabhupada said that because Krishna is absolute, so he only accepts what is good in that. Like he has given the position of the nurse to Putana. He was so merciful to her. So if we see all the deliverance of all the demons, so he is always merciful. He always takes what is good. So he does not take the negative side that Shishupal was meditating on him as an enemy. He was thinking of Krishna as an enemy, but he just took that he was meditating of Krishna. The gati, what we say, the muktis will be different. So there will be difference always. But yeah, here Prabhupada meant that Krishna always take good side of enemy or the friend. That's why he said Krishna is on the absolute platform. But yeah, that is from my side, Mataji. But anyone else wants to add, it's welcome. And you can also add, Mataji. I'm sure.
Thank you, Sundari. Yeah, that was very nice. The way you explained it makes it very clear that because Krishna takes everything, he takes the good in everything. In that sense, he meant it absolutely. So that answered my question. Thank you. And please give more classes and more of your association.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Please bless me so that I can come on call and chant with all of you and have all of your association. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Sundari. And I hope Arush and Prabhu are doing good.
Yes, Mataji. Yeah. Yes, Mataji. Everything is good. How's Meera doing?
Yeah, Meera's good. She's in college, so she's in Austin.
Wow. Wow, nice. Huh? Yeah, I will give you a call soon, Mataji.
Sure, Sundari. So happy to see you.
So happy to see you too, Mataji.
Yeah, you look so radiant and beautiful as always. Yeah. Thank you.
That is your love. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Very, very beautiful, beautiful class, Mataji. Nice to see you. I heard many glories about you before. I mean, after I joined the call, Priti Mataji was glorifying you. Kitida Mataji was glorifying you. It was very nice to see you. First of all, I'm seeing you for the first time. And it's very nice, Mataji. Beautiful class. And I request you please join us back and give your association, as you said, for chanting. Please come, Mataji, chanting or class, anyway, please join us back. So we will get more inspired to do more services like you. And very beautiful.
Mataji, you all are doing so wonderful services. Now this call is like You have lots of wonderful speakers. I remember those days that it was like every day we had this challenge that who will be speaker for tomorrow. And then if we get speaker for the morning, then for mid-morning we had to struggle. So now it's going really smooth. And then you have lots of things embedded in it. So it's wonderful. Now it's worldwide. You have lots of nice pages. You have Facebook page, you do lots of advertisements. So it's going really well. And then I really say a big Hari Bol to all the coordinators, all glories to all of your services. It's really wonderful to see growing this call. So nice, Mataji. Thank you very much for your wonderful comments and your kind comments, Mataji. Thank you. Please accept my dandavat pranam.
Thank you, Mataji. Yes, Mataji, group is growing very, very nicely and a lot of people are joining from all over the world. It's very happy, Mataji. We want it to grow more and more and so many people get this benefit that as I got it, I am so happy to be part of this group. I mean, whatever my Krishna conscious growth is only because of this group. So I just wanted it to get to everybody around me. Yes, Mataji, I am so happy to see you. Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Same here, Mataji. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thanks for your kind words.
Sundari, Mataji rightly said that this group is growing very nicely and hats off to all the coordinators. But I would still say that everything, you know, starts from afresh, you know, and starting, you know, it doesn't grow that much, which we grow now. So really, thanks to you, because you were
Mataji.
When we were struggling, you were there.
No, Mataji, you had taken wonderful.
The struggling phase, Mataji, that's more important. Yes, now it's flourishing by Krishna's mercy, by Prabhupada's mercy. But when it was a struggling stage, you were there. And you always help in the way you can, and it was so wonderful, and I really relish those times. Yes, we were struggling, but it has its own sweetness.
Yeah, yes, Mataji. So all, and then one thing I want to mention now, that that time we all were connected with the voices, so we used to recognize everyone with their voices, but now we can see also, so that is the best part. So you are having classes on a Zoom, so all the devotees can see each other. Otherwise, we used to meet in the Sadhu Sangha and then see, oh, okay, we hear this voice. We are familiar with voice. Now this is a face. So that was really wonderful. Yeah. I think Shama Gauri Mataji was there.
Hare Krishna, is there anybody who would like to speak?
Mataji, Hare Krishna. Dhanavad pranam, Mataji. Nice to see you, Mataji. You told your name and I forgot, and I was thinking, who is this Sundari? I saw you like, wow. Snigdha, Mataji. Very, very nice. Mataji, congratulations for your initiation. And you are doing more devotional service in India, Mataji. I know that.
No, Mataji, I'm not doing much service. So I need all of your blessings so that I can do some services. But yeah, so nice to connect with all of you, and so nice to see you, Shama Gauri Mataji.
Nice to see you. Yeah, Mataji, you can join from India. So a lot of people join from India, actually.
Yeah, Mataji, the thing is that nowadays I have started taking classes, so I take online classes for maths, so that the time clashes, otherwise I would have joined.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I can manage on weekends, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, please, Mataji, we need your association, Mataji.
I need all of your association and all of your mercy, blessings, everything, Mataji. But thank you so much for connecting me today. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Mataji, for the beautiful class.
Nice. For encouragement, Mataji. All glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandvat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Guru Gauranga and you, Mataji. So nice to hear you after such a long time. Mataji, like you are my one of Siksha Gurus, so I'm like so amazed when I hear you. So I'm so happy. Yeah, and the Bhakti Sangha has grown up so much, and still I remember that you connected me with the chanting on this group, and it's such a powerful association, Mataji, like all speakers, Prithvi Vilasi Mataji, Lalita Mataji, Kirti Dasundri Mataji, Shama Gauri Mataji, Indulekha Mataji, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, Kaumodiki Mataji, endless names are there, Mataji.
We are learning. Sukeshwari Mataji.
Yeah, Sukeshwari Mataji. So many Matajis, Mataji. Yeah, so wonderful to hear you again, Mataji. And please pray for us and please give your time and association. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Digna Mataji, for joining. So nice to hear you. But you can switch on your camera, Mataji. I want to see you after a long time. I haven't seen you for so long.
I'm outside now, so I won't be able to see your camera, but definitely we'll do video calls soon, okay?
Yeah, sure, Mataji. Thank you so much for joining and your encouraging words. It means a lot for me. Thank you. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hey, Haribol, Jigna. Sorry to interrupt. It's been so long. Nice to hear your voice. It would be nice to see your face too.
Yeah, sure, Mataji. Definitely. Now I cannot do it on because I'm outside, but definitely we'll talk, Mataji. So nice to see you all.
Hare Krishna. Yeah, ping me on WhatsApp, Jigna.
Sure, Mataji. Sure, I will.
Yeah, I hope your son is doing good.
Yeah, Mataji, they are wonderful.
Sure, Mataji, I'll catch up later. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Sorry to interrupt, I was just too excited to see Jigna.
Yeah, Mataji, I can understand that excitement. I was also, after a long time, I could see Jigna, Mataji. Anyone else has any comments?
There is one raised hand. Yeah, Mataji, Janaki, right?
Yes, yeah. Hare Krishna, Mataji, Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam, everyone. I wanted to let everybody catch up, and I had few questions in between while hearing everyone. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much for sharing your realizations. One question came up in my mind was, since Shishupal represents one of the basis of the anarthas, that is envy. So we understand that is our biggest challenge, and that's the only reason that we are here. Mm-hmm. So since the Supreme Personality of Godhead was being blasphemed, and also Shishupal was being so offensive repeatedly, even though after all this was happening, Lord Krishna still decided to deliver him. So what I was trying to reconcile was, we are also like trying and our best as sadhakas to understand our anarthas, or maybe understand ourselves more better and not to commit any offenses. On the other side, we see that Shishupal was doing everything against what we are practicing, and still he was delivered. So Mataji, how do we understand that difference?
Yeah, so Mataji, first of all, we have to understand the position of Shishupal. So he was not the ordinary man who was envious to Krishna or who was enemy to Krishna. He was cursed, so he has his permanent position into the Vaikuntha Loka, which is Jai, right? Mm-hmm. And then because of the curse of the devotee, he came here, and then he was envious to the Lord. So that is one thing. And then another thing is that our position is compared to the Duryodhana here by Shukadev Goswami towards the end of this pastime. Shukadev Goswami said that Duryodhana had all the bad qualities which the Kali Yuga person can have. So our position is like that. But as the sadhakas, with Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that's what Prabhupada had said, that if we can continue chanting, all the anathas will go away with this. And then with the mercy of devotees and with the mercy of Guru Maharaj, with reading and association, we can come up with that, Mataji. So, yeah.
Okay.
That's all from my side. But yeah, if anyone wants to add, they can, please.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you. My other thought question also was around the point where one must immediately leave when the personality of Godhead is being blasphemed. So in that context, Mataji, we have to also like understand who in the context is speaking against, right? So if your family or if your close people around you are doing the same thing, how mm-hmm. do you make a sense of that in that situation?
Yeah, Mataji, yeah, that is the very common thing, I suppose, in India also, or for the families who had started Krishna consciousness and then their family members are not practicing. Yeah, we have to, they are envious to us, or they don't like what we are performing, so in turn they blaspheme our Lord, right? It happens, mm-hmm. Mataji. But the thing is that we have to be patient. We have to be patient. At some point we can ignore it, or we can say something like, you can say anything to me, but please don't blaspheme my Lord, because we can tell them the position of Krishna. But yeah, I don't think it will convince them, because if we can in the position to tell them, then we should. Otherwise, we can just ignore what is happening, and we can always pray to the God to keep us in the better situation and position where we can't hear all these blasphemies, and then we can practice our Krishna consciousness really well. All I can say that, Mataji, because praying and then asking prayers from the devotees, blessings from the devotees, that is the best thing. That is the only thing can help us. But otherwise, in the family, it is very, very hard to go against someone, or to, like, every day we can't say anything much. And if they are like elders of the family, then it becomes really hard. I can understand that. Yes, Mataji.
So we yes, can thank just you.
Pray to Krishna and to the holy name. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji, for asking these questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Sukumari Sundari Mataji.
Hare Bol, Mataji. Lekhtangi, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam.
So nice to see you, Mataji. I'm so sorry. I joined late. I couldn't hear the full class, but thank you so much, Mataji. It's so wonderful seeing you and hearing your voice. And I remember, like, few days back also, I was telling Nimai how he used to be in the chanting call, mischievous, keep chanting loud. And one day before you mute him, he was telling all the, how he used to do, and I was thinking that how you were very patient with him.
No, Mataji, your kids are
I think this was about 8-9 years ago.
Yeah, Mataji, your kids are Vaikuntha kids, and I remember Prahlad also, he would pick up the phone and he would start chanting. He could barely say something, but yeah, he would also join the call. So nice to see you, Lalitangi, Mataji. Please accept my Dandavat Pranam.
Please accept my Dandavat Pranams, Mataji. Very nice to see you, and please come often and give classes, Mataji. Very nice to have your association.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you for your encouragement. I know I have just read from the book, but yeah, thank you. You all are encouraging me so much. So thank you so much for that.
No, Mataji. Okay. Mithira Mataji said your services is like the root for this Bhakti Sangha. So many efforts you put, and when there were no much people, every time you were ready to take up all the services. So very thankful to you, Mataji.
So nice to hear from you, Mataji. And we used to get classes from you and Sukeshwari Mataji. And I remember all the pastimes you had covered one time from all the South India temples. So it was a wonderful class. I still remember it, Mataji. Wonderful. One time you took us for the Navadvip Parikrama also, right? Or South Indian Yatra. Some in the class only, in the lecture.
Mataji and Sukeshwari Mataji, maybe they did that.
They did that for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu South India Yatra. But I think you one time visited and then you had covered all the temples.
Right. Yeah. Very nice, Mataji. Thank you so much. Nice to see you.
So nice to see you too, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. That's what I could recognize you only by your voice. I've not met much and seen also much only once in Sadhu Sangha.
Yeah, Sadhu Sangha. Yes, Mataji.
We can't forget.
Yes, Mataji. So nice. That's what I was saying, that we all were connected with the voices before. Now it has grown up so much. Now everyone can see their faces also. Otherwise, right. We used to meet once in a year in a Sadhu Sangha, right?
Right.
Yeah,
please so, come so, on. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Please bless me so that I can join all of you. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes.
Please you also bless me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. So I will just quickly read the chat comments, Mataji, that Supriya Mataji was saying she was very happy to see you. And Parima Mataji is saying, very beautiful class with the beautiful pastimes. Thank you so much. Dandavat Pranam, Hare Krishna. Raj Prabhu is saying that Hare Krishna, Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Beautiful session. Thank you. And Shama Supriya Mataji, again, she was saying that, Sukumari Mataji, I'm not able to focus with the kids at home. We'll listen again. And Mataji, but happy to see you again on Bhakti Sangha. So again, Panishwari Lakshmi Mataji was saying, very beautiful question answer session that you have answered very wonderfully, Mataji.
And thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji, for this opportunity. And I miss Shama Supriya Mataji today. I thought I will have a time to talk to her also. But yeah, I will give her a call personally. But so nice to see all of you are chanting so well, Mataji. Thank you. All glories to all your services. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji. All glories to your services to Bhakti Sangha. Because you worked hard very so much so that we are able to now join this Sangha and be a part of it, Mataji. Thank you so much. Very grateful to you. Is there anybody who would like to speak anything? Or we can close here the call. Okay. If there are nobody who wants to share their realizations, we can close the call here. I would like to offer my obeisances to Mataji and all the assembled devotees. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha
krishna kripa sindhu devacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.
Hare Sukumari Sundari Mataji ki jai. Thank you so
Hare
much
to all assembled devotees. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining. Thank you. And thank you for giving your association, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.